This is the start of the show.
Hey, Ty.
As they're coming back in. I'm not sure if they went potty or they were talking to
We got in trouble with
our boss.
The
goal was not to leave you in here alone.
No, that's
okay. Really not the
that's all right.
What we wanted to do.
Ready to roll, man.
Okay, so there's Ty.
Hey, guys.
There's Danny. There's Jacob. There's Mino. Bob is out today. He's back tomorrow. Okay, so I'm driving in the car with my kid. And, you know, kids ask stupid questions because they're stupid in general. They're just like little people, just dumber.
And they don't have much of a filter. They ask anything.
Yeah. And so he asked me, Dad, have you ever heard of Andy the Half Man? Why do girls pee out of their butt? And I said, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, yeah, there's this guy who he's able to separate the top part of his body from the lower half.
What?
And he scares people, and he's called Andy the Half Man.
Andy. Did you see this on YouTube or something?
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't really understand what you're saying. He's like, yeah, he had this horrible accident as a kid. And so now he can just set himself on his legs and walk. And then when he's ready, he can take himself off. I'm like, what are you saying to me? What is happening?
You should have started talking to him about NFTs.
Right. So he goes, give me your phone. Old man.
Idiot.
You don't even know how to use it.
Stupid.
You probably make calls on this, Grandpa.
So I'm driving and he's got the phone. And all of a sudden I hear like an intro for... He got the name wrong.
Oh, it's what, not Andy?
It's not Andy Halfman. It's Andy Splitman.
You don't even have that right, I bet.
Let's see.
Slit.
So he is an illusionist. His name is
Andy Splitman.
His name is Andy. Andy. Andy Gross. And he does a...
Yep, there he is.
Yeah.
He's 52.
He does a bit... And the only thing that I saw, because I saw like 30 seconds of it before I'm like, all right, is he's in an elevator. Yeah.
Standing there with his...
Yeah, with half
holding,
his body.
Holding his feet and his legs.
Right. He does bits where somehow... he's not half a man, by the way. He's fully...
He's an illusionist.
He's a fully formed human. But right. This illusion that he does is badass. And I'm surprised it hadn't got more traction. Because it's been around for a while now. But he'll, like, the funniest bit I saw was him in an elevator. And, you know, just people, like, starting their day, getting in their office elevator. And then he's like, and what he does is he, you know, creates the illusion he's separating himself. And instead of, like, saying something, he just goes, ha! Like, he's scaring them, you know, like, ha! And then they just,
they flip.
They just jump so far back. And, you know, and I'm like, dude, I go, that,
he's going to get shot.
And trying to explain this to a kid that this is, oh, Dad, that's, no, he was in a horrible motorcycle accident, and now I can just do this. I'm like, you're in fifth grade. You should not be believing this, but it's really ridiculous.
How does he do that?
I don't know, dude. Are you looking at
it? Oh, yeah, I'm watching the elevator prank. It's like he's holding his lower body next to him, and it walks, and he's attached to it.
Also a ventriloquist as well.
Oh, okay.
Former professional racquetball player.
Yeah, I did go back and read that this guy was the youngest professional racquetball player ever. He turned pro at like 15 or 16.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he got into illusion. And then
why don't people try to help him? Why do they run from him?
Okay. I'm telling you right now, if you saw this in an elevator and you weren't aware of it, and a guy's just sitting there, fully formed, and
walking toward you,
and then he takes his upper half and just takes it off his lower half and goes, ha!
Whoa!
You would not be like, oh, can I help put your upper half back on top? You wouldn't say that. You would run like hell. The funny thing is what he ought to do, because he always does it, he scares them before the elevator door shuts.
So he lets them out.
Yeah. You got to keep them in.
Yeah.
Like the world, well, not the World Trade Center, but some,
my God.
Some giant building where it's
Corey
like 40 floors, and you got to ride up with the guy.
It freaked me out.
I'm telling you, little man knows something. Andy the Half Man.
How does he do that?
I don't know, dude.
Does he explain it?
It is explained, yes, because before I told my kid that I had to go, he was like, you can look at this. It is, you know, you can see how it's done. All it's right. pretty badass. Illusionists and magicians are awesome. Let's just face it. What they do is impossible, and you shake your head, and you just kind of go to bed at night, but those guys are better than you.
But what if they're really magic?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, what if he really is half-man?
Andy the half-man.
All right, let's get our thing cranked up here.